Dr. Kopinski dictating Amal Aimi on Richard Ciafardoni, C-I-A-F-A-R-D-O-N-I. Richard Ciafardoni is a 65-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 9-1-22. But he was kneeling down, working, and stood up and felt a pop in his left knee. But he did not twist or strike the knee. But he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, leaving with the he understands to be a final diagnosis of a possible torn meniscus. Period. He did undergo arthroscopic surgery on 11-9-22, but has completed his course of active treatment. Period. Next section, work history. He worked for the insured 20 hours per week. Period. His position involved moving steel, shelving, restocking product, and climbing and kneeling. Period. He is still employed by the insured, but not working. Period. Since, scratch that, Lowe's, L-O-W-E-S, wanted to send him to a boutique for lighter duty, but he couldn't connect. Period. He was told he, quote, failed to show, comma, no call, comma, quote, then he was let go. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Ciavardoni was seen at Concentra on 9-27-22. Period. He stated he was kneeling down and felt a pop in his left knee. Beginning 9-1-22, but he had a lot of pain in it now. Period. He was found to not have any ecchymosis, erythema, or swelling. Period. There was tenderness over the medial joint line and in the medial tibial plateau. Period. He had limited range of motion in all planes with pain. Period. He lacked terminal flexion. Period. He also underwent x-rays of the knee and was diagnosed with a sprain of the left knee. Period. He was given a corticosteroid injection on this visit. Period. It was noted the radiologist found moderate medial joint space narrowing with evidence of old injury to the medial collateral ligament, but no acute fracture. Period. He participated in conservative care over the next several weeks. Period. This was in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. On 10-7-22, he underwent an MRI of the left knee to be inserted here. Period. He then had orthopedic consultation with Dr. Lipschultz on 10-25-22. Period. His assessment was complex tear with the flap of the medial meniscus, as well as significant arthritis. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical arthroscopy. Period. New paragraph. On 11-9-22, Dr. Lipschultz performed left knee arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left knee medial meniscal tear, comma, displaced with degenerative arthritis. Period. He followed up postoperatively, along with physical therapy. Period. His final visit with Dr. Lipschultz was on 4-13-23. He was ambulating comfortably, but states he is unable to repetitively squat, kneel, or climb. Period. Therefore, he did not feel capable of getting back to his full duty position. Pretty states he never heard from anyone relative to a functional capacity evaluation period. It was observed he had an area of full thickness cartilage loss in his medial compartment. That were degenerative arthritic changes. Pretty deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement with permanent restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspector revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Pretty was mild tenderness, palpation about the left knee, medial joint line, comma, patella, comma, and suprapatella area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes, but complained of left knee tenderness while doing so. The rest of that is normal impressions. On 9-1-22, Richard C. Alfredoni reportedly experienced pain in his left knee. Pretty attributed this to standing up from a kneeling position. Period. He did not report the injury until 9-19-22, as per his claim petition. Period. However, the first report of injury was completed on 9-23-22. Pretty was seen at Concentra on 9-27-22. Pretty x-rays revealed evidence of an old injury to the medial collateral ligament, as well as moderate medial joint space narrowing. Pretty received a corticosteroid injection. Pretty physical therapy was initiated. Pretty, in paragraph, he had an MRI of the knee on 10-7-22 to be inserted here. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. They elected to pursue surgery on 11-9-22 to be inserted here. Period. He had rehabilitation post-operatively. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz 3-4-13-23. Period. He had not undergone an FCE that was recommended. Period. The petitioner did not feel comfortable returning to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the left knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation about the knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He ambulated without a limp or assisted device. Period. New paragraph, there is 5 to 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. Of this, some is apportioned to pre-existing degenerative changes and probable old MCL injury. Period. Parenthetically, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer about 1 month ago and is discussing the various forms of treatment before proceeding. Period. And that is the end.